Hello, everybody. Welcome to Lee and Haley Overtime, the podcast. I'm Lee Cruz, along with Haley Harmon.
Hello, everyone. And we're also joined today by my unborn child, who is giving me fits today. I just had to get in the floor in our office and stretch because we were filming a Driving Me Crazy not long before this, and I started having shooting pains down my hips and the back of my legs in Lee's car, to the point where Lee goes, I swear, if you go into labor right now. So I had to get out of the car and like walk up and down the hall and then get in the floor and stretch. Just as this baby gets bigger, I have these new weird symptoms, and it's just like, he's just taking up a lot of space now. He weighs quite a bit.
You don't know how to operate a dad bod the way I do.
You know what? I don't. And how dare you bring that up? You know, I've always been very sensitive about it. Do I have a dad bod right now?
Kind of.
Yeah. I've never really thought about that.
You're kind of thin, but still got a gut.
Yeah. Yeah. I look like I enjoy several Bud Heavies and maybe some Polish sausage in the evening.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I haven't had Polish sausage in a while.
What makes sausage Polish? Is it like is that kielbasa?
No.
Is that Polish?
Kielbasa, yeah, that is. That's a different sausage? I guess. Yeah.
Well, like, is it like a smoked sausage? We could look it up, but I've been through a trauma with the side.
But I love it. I love it with peppers and onions.
Me too.
So good.
I love it so much.
That was a treat when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. I can remember they'd sell big sausages like that on a stick at the county fair I used to go to as a kid.
Yeah.
Mm. Anything I can dip in mustard, I'm like, let's do it.
Yeah, you're a huge fan of mustard.
Yeah.
I'm a ranch guy.
Sometimes I get
mayonnaise, Miracle Whip, whatever you want to use.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
I love mayo, but I love Miracle Whip too. Mm. Anyway, how are you? Any shooting pains in your hip and buttocks area today?
All the time. But again, I've learned to live with it. It's not going to get better. All you do is try to maintain.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize you had such severe sciatic pain.
Mine, at least, severe.
I've never had it in my life until now.
It can be severe, but I mitigate that by not doing things like picking up heavy stuff.
Or falling pregnant.
Weights.
Oh.
Dumbbells.
Oh, okay.
Or falling pregnant, yes.
I try
to not get pregnant.
Are you about to fall asleep right now?
I don't know. I just need to rub my head.
Oh, okay. You're rubbing your eyes like a baby that's like, I'm not tired.
I want to stay up.
So you do. I guess I just don't hear you complain about sciatic pain or anything like that.
Well, I've had times, though, when, like, if I would do strenuous activity where it would flare. Yeah, it's awful. Happens to my brother all the time. Like, he's out.
Oh, really?
Like, I go, where's Aaron? And, oh, he's in bed. He can't get out.
Gosh.
Because his back.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, pain, especially back pain, is so bad. But I hear. I don't have that. But, yeah, any kind of pain that you're just like, oh. And here's the thing. I'm so largely pregnant now, and it's very hot, and I'm tired and all that. All I want to do is sit or lay down, but it actually makes, like, this sciatic stuff worse. I have to get up and move and stretch. Like, sitting for too long now is really not good for me. It makes everything worse.
How long do you visit the toilet? Do you ever just sit there on the toilet and look at your phone? I mean, you may not be having a movement, shall we say. It's just you're relaxed. You're isolated. It's cool. What a great place to think.
Mm-hmm. Not long right now, no.
Back in the old days?
Because, again, in the old days, I could sit in there all weekend. No.
No, I have.
Now, no, because, again, sitting, I just go in there, do what I have to do, and then I leave.
I live alone, as you know, because of the court order. And
sure.
I'm in the bathroom still. I'm isolated in any room I want to be. But I find myself just sitting there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, what? This is good a place as any to sit.
Now, is the toilet, you have your pants up and belt on and the toilet seat down?
No,
you're just sitting in there like a chair?
Yes.
Or no, you've used it for what it's meant for, and then you're just chilling.
And then I'm just chilling.
Yeah.
What's the hurry?
Yeah. I've seen some people talk about, and I can't remember what they called it on TikTok, it's that people that used the bathroom when they were kids, or even now as adults, as a place of solace.
Yes.
And there's a term for it. And I was like, I didn't know that was a thing, because there is something very calming about going in the bathroom glory and shutting holes. The door. No, Lee. Oh, no. It was like bathroom camping. That's what they call it.
Bathroom camping. Where,
yeah, you go in there and you do what the bathroom is for, but also just like going in there to have a moment of like...
Right. Okay.
Peace. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I've done that. Like if I'm at a party or something or just overwhelmed or there's a lot going on or I just have a lot going on in my head, getting in a smaller space and just taking a moment to like...
I used to love to play hide and seek, and it wasn't just because of the thrill of not getting found.
Oh, that was the best.
It was the solitude of finding a small place to crawl into and getting to be alone in my own space.
Yes.
And the smaller it was, the more comfortable I felt.
Uh-huh.
I'd hide in a dirty clothes hamper.
I was going to say the laundry room was always my favorite place to hide.
Sure.
We had some friends growing up and they had a really big house and we would play hide and seek or sardines, which have you played sardines? Sardines is hide and seek, but if you find only one person is hiding.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hide and seek, there's one person who's it and everyone is hiding.
Yeah, we called it manhunt.
Okay, I've heard that as well.
Where
well, we called
one
it
one person would hide and everybody would look for them.
Yes. But then. Did you do like in sardines where if you found them, you didn't tell,
you hid with them. Right.
Not necessarily right next to them, but somewhere in that room.
No, we...
To where then all of a sudden there's only one person left and then they lose.
No, if we caught them, we beat them and drug them back to a kangaroo court and tried them for whatever crime it was.
I forget you grew up in Australia. yeah, that was really fun. And I do remember there being like at one point, like 10 of us hiding in a laundry room because they were from a very large family and their laundry room was as big as my house.
We've played that for the show.
We have. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And I think,
should we do that here at the Chevy Chase Plaza?
We could. I don't feel like I'd hide as well as I used to.
Probably
I might be hiding behind curtains, yet my belly's just out. You're like,
Yeah. Paint it as a basketball and put you behind a ball rack.
I'd love that. Wow.
Should we do art on your belly?
Should we?
Never thought of that. We could do all the balls.
We're getting, all the different
sports. Basketball. Baseball.
Yeah. You know, people do
soccer.
That. Yeah.
Yes.
Pumpkin. Not ball, pumpkin. But just other rounds.
Yeah, we got to get on
paint
that.
It like a watermelon. Like a summertime watermelon. We are doing a shoot soon where I'm getting a cast made of my belly. There's a place in town called Baby Belly where they make like paper mache. I don't know if it's exactly paper mache, but a cast that's then a
it's your belly and my butt cheeks.
No, Lee.
And we're going to put those next to each other, mount them on the wall.
You're in the office?
Yes.
What if we did? If people were like, what is that? Let's try to get it entered into an art show.
You know what people will think, though? They'll think that's your bottom.
That is not...
You could never be so lucky.
Oh, really? You think yours is that nice?
It's not bad.
How many people tell you, wow?
Well, not that many people get to see it.
Oh, okay. It's an experience if you even get to see it.
Yeah, because, you know, I wear a tunic. I think we should do that. Do you think they'll do it? I do my bottom, you do your front, and people will think it's a full res of you.
I don't want people to think that. But why would they think that?
What does that mean?
Listen, why would I get my stomach?
I have a very nice petite derriere.
Okay, great. I can't say that I've spent a lot of time studying it.
Oh, come on. You know you look.
Lee, finally. It's uncomfortable, but now you've given me the platform. All I do is just, I have envy over your buttocks.
Yeah.
No, but... Why would people think that I would get that done? Like, people understand this is like a keepsake.
Because you're a full-figured woman. You're remembering the experience of giving birth to your first.
Yeah, what I want to remember is the weight I've gained in my butt.
A lot of weight. Whoa! It's my butt!
But
not your butt. I'm your body double.
I know, but you're telling people that, like, I just think people would be like, why did she also do her butt? And you're going to say, she really was proud
of it. She wanted to remember
how great it looked.
She looked even at the last stages of pregnancy.
Let me ask this.
Sure. Go ahead.
It's probably a question you get asked all the time from your butt admirers. Do you feel that you probably have a lot more hair covering the landscape than I do on the cheeks?
No.
Really? I just assume men have hairy.
They do. But some men take care of that. What? Yeah, Supercuts has a fantastic deal.
No, I'm so upset. My mind immediately went to you with shaving cream on your cheeks and a mirror set up in your shower. You're like,
yeah. Wee.
Wee.
Yeah. With each stroke, wee.
What a great day I'm going to have. Oh, dear. This is so silly. Okay. Well, the Holy and Haley Show team came to my baby shower, which was now last weekend. And it was so nice. It was a co-ed baby shower for my husband and I. And the whole team came and had a wonderful time. We had, you know, all manner of beverages, including adult beverages for everyone, including a custom limoncello cocktail that Lee told me on Monday when I came back. He said, oh, we had a great time at the shower. I had 7 or 8 limoncellos.
I don't know how many I had.
Well, you had a DD, so that's good.
Yeah, but I didn't need it.
I didn't need what?
Because I don't think they put any alcohol in the limoncello.
The limoncello is a liqueur.
Yeah, I don't think there was any in there. Oh. It was just lemonade.
Lemonade.
That cool, refreshing drink.
Well, anyway. But that was really sweet and very special to have you guys all there. I was, okay, the level of exhaustion I felt, though, the next day. I never dreamed a baby shower would absolutely torch me energy-wise. I was just on my feet all day, like, because the shower, I didn't hope.
You said you did 10,000 steps.
In my home on Saturday, because the shower, not hosted by me, but it was at my home. And so my friends and family that were putting it together were at the house. And so, of course, it's because it's my house. I was still helping a little bit, you know, just cleaning and stuff like that. So I was up all day. Then I had the shower. Then, you know, our closest friends and family stayed, you know, and so it was just a very long day. And so literally Sunday, I felt more exhausted than I have.
Well, you're carrying around a lot of weight now.
I am. And then just everything. Yeah. So I don't know. So I'm still like, it took me a solid 2 days to recover.
If I did 10,000 steps.
And it was a wonderful thing to have to recover from.
With, say, 45, 50 pounds extra weight, I'd be exhausted the next day.
Yeah. Yeah, I was exhausted.
Yeah.
Plus, I ate. Because
this is a sudden weight gain. It's not like you, like most people that gain weight. It's mm-hmm. a gradual process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This isn't that gradual.
Well, in a way it is, in a way it's not, because he specifically, the doctor told me, like, about the beginning of June, it was like he's going to double in size over the next, like, 6 to 8 weeks. And it is true. So he has grown rapidly in the last little bit. I've gained the weight I've gained in the pregnancy pretty consistently over time, but it's like lately it seems like a lot, but not really weight on me, just weight
nobody,
where he is.
What, no, you're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
I guess I am.
If I were to decide to gain weight, I don't think I could do it as rapidly as a pregnant woman.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So
you don't think the amount of weight I've gained from when I found out I was pregnant to now you could gain that much?
No. Okay. I don't think I could.
Without really trying.
I mean, it would have to be
like you were taking on a starring role in a movie.
Right, but I'd have to have people around me shoving ice cream down my throat like 24 hours.
Yeah.
So, because it's just a whole different mechanism.
Yeah.
So, for you to walk around, it would be the equivalent if someone gave me a 30, 40-pound pack and do 10,000 steps.
Mm-hmm.
And not give me time to adjust to it.
Mm-hmm.
As to where if I was progressing just by gaining weight and getting bigger, it would take much longer.
Yeah, that's true.
And I would adjust to it. You popped out here like pretty quick.
Yeah, just recently, like in the last month and a half, my belly went from not showing really much at all to big belly.
And part of that is the baby, sure. But I think your body's adjusting to like what you learned today. You have doubled in blood volume.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So you got twice the liquid.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here. If you are the child of a woman or you know a pregnant woman or anything, wow, mad props to you. Because as a first-time mom, first-time pregnant person, I always knew it was an amazing feat and wonderful and a miracle and just but like now having done it myself, I'm just like, this is just wild. So the pregnancy app I use, every week I get to see what, you know, size fruit or vegetable equivalent the baby is. And this week he is a pineapple.
No pineapple.
The size of a pineapple. And then it said this week he has now a fully formed brain. Lee Cruz, I have grown a human brain in my belly. How insane is that?
Yeah.
Like every week I just am like, this is mind blowing. It said his eyes can dilate now. But sensitivity to brightness. Like even in there, like he can tell like if it's dark or bright lights, like they say the baby can react to bright lights. It's just like, it's just so wonderful and crazy.
So I saw the Fantastic Four.
Okay. Topic switch.
Which they have a baby.
Yes. Okay.
So Franklin.
Okay.
And Reed, played by Pedro Pascal, is concerned that the kid is going to have weird powers or mutant genes because they went through the cosmic rays, which gave them Sue and Reed these fantastic powers they have.
Yeah.
And there is a cute scene where he's doing all this testing and he's inventing new machines to test the baby. And she's like, he's normal. And he's like, we don't know that. We don't know that.
They've had to do similar tests on my baby.
Well,
they think he's gonna
she has
powers.
The ability to make things invisible. So she goes, I promise. And this is a cute scene. So she kind of makes her belly disappear where you just see the baby. It's like the most magical ultrasound you've ever seen. So he's now Pedro's looking at the baby going, she goes, see, he's perfect. And he goes, that's a bullshit way to win an argument.
I still haven't seen that movie yet. Now I really want to see it. That sounds like an awesome scene.
Yeah, I think you'd be sentimental if you watched it because it's all about the baby. Being pregnant and having the baby and fighting for the baby, a big
and they
monster.
Named him Franklin.
And they name it Franklin.
It's fine. It just seems like
I didn't care for it that much. And Marvel's lost their mojo ever since. I will say that the Spider-Man after Endgame was okay. And I was okay even with the multiverse Spider-Man. But every other movie since then, especially the Immortals or Eternals, whatever they are, even the Doctor Strange.
Well, Endgame was a perfect film.
Yeah.
How can they possibly top it after Avengers Endgame? Like, it
can't. And so what's the big missing ingredient? Robert Downey Jr. And they talk him into coming back to be a villain. And I'm just...
Too much of a good thing.
Dr. Doom, and that's the Fantastic Four's main enemy.
Mm-hmm. Are you about to cry?
No.
I just know you get really moved by movie making.
I do.
Okay, so you saw the Fantastic Four recently and the new
Superman.
Which one was better?
Honestly, probably Superman.
Really?
They brought James Gunn over from Marvel to do it, and he did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great. It still doesn't have the magic that... I think there was this special time when Marvel launched with the great Robert Downey Jr. Mm-hmm. But it was also the first time they really could unleash CGI.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it was really good.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's the first time you're unlimited in what you want to envision or put on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just sort of magical. Now they, you know, you take it for granted. You can see and do anything. But there's no great story behind it. And they were building, and the Russo brothers were a big part of that. They made it fantastic from Civil War to Infinity and then Endgame.
Yeah.
Black Panther was amazing.
So good. So good.
And all those characters coming together. And Nua gets mad about that. He goes, I don't like it when they put everybody together. I'm like,
why not?
Yeah, why not?
That's fun.
So let me ask this, Hoss. I go, so...
Do you only eat at restaurants alone? No, you like your buddies there.
Do you like... Because I know he likes F1. Do you like it when your F1 driver stops for a pit stop, gets out of the car, changes his own tires and fills up the tank, then drives off again? Well, no. Right. It's a team. Teamwork. Every sport, except for golf, and you don't watch golf. And tennis, I guess. Well, unless doubles. You count doubles.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In golf, I guess you can count Ryder
Cup. I'm a big fan of the Maxi League in golf. Yeah. Big fan.
So I liked Happy Gilmore too.
I did too. Now, I think
part of that is the mindset as to which I had going into the movie. First thing I did, I watched Happy Gilmore, the original.
Yes.
And I was somewhat disappointed. Like, this is not what I remembered. You know, really? it's okay.
I haven't seen it in a very long time, but.
Very cheap budget, you know, the whole thing. And I'm like, eh. And I like Adam Sandler. I'm a fan of his. Of who he is, too. I like him as a person. I think he's a great actor. I think he's hilarious. But then before I watch it, I talked to some buddies, including Noah Day. And they are just ragging on this film. They hate it. I already had low expectations. So now I'm just prepared to hate it. And as it began, especially the first big gag of the film, which is a shock, made me laugh.
I watched it, but
with
the first big surprise guest.
No.
Oh.
Is what they do to.
I was like, ooh!
And I loved it.
That, yeah.
And I read later, Julie Bowen, when she read the script, she went, "What? Are you kidding me?" And then she said, "I laughed out loud." She goes, "Are we really doing this?
Are we really doing this?" Yeah. Yeah, that was so good. So good.
So I enjoyed it. I mean, is it a great film? Is it stupid, crazy love? No.
Or crazy, stupid love. Either one, it's not.
It's not that.
It's not that. No, and the people that don't like it, I'm like, I could understand if they didn't like it if it was a one-off film, if it was its own thing. But no, the glory of Happy Gilmore 2 is that everyone loved Happy Gilmore. And this was like a trip back in time, like nostalgia. And of course, all the celebrity cameos and things like that and the constant callbacks to the film.
People are complaining about it.
I don't know why. You know what? It was a treat from start to finish.
You know, when you watch...
Nothing about it was I like, it's Oscar time. This is a movie that's going to change our world. It made me happy. That's all I cared about.
When you go to a family reunion and somebody breaks out the tape and they said, remember this, and everyone in the room is laughing because they know Uncle Bill or Aunt Betty Jane or Cousin VP or Cousin RJ, whatever it may be.
The vice president is your cousin?
So you're
Do you really have a cousin whose name is VP?
Yeah.
What's it stand for?
Vennard Pearsall, I think. Something like that. Or Vernon Pearsall. Something. I think it's Vennard, though.
Vennard
Pearsall, I believe. Yeah, anyway. And you're laughing and you're having a great time. No one thinks this deserves an Oscar. They're just having fun.
It's just fun.
It's like the Marx Brothers.
Not every movie has to cover some social political cause.
No.
We can just have fun.
One of the reviewers that was just trash on, the guy I like most of the time, I agree with him, but I was so disappointed in his review because he said, this has no heart. Yes, it did.
Yes, it did. The whole heart was that it made us happy because it brought back.
No, there was things at stake and you love the support system that he had around him and why he was fighting for it in the arc of the characters. I'm fine with it. I know it's not high art. I don't need that for Netflix.
I never heard, they're making a Happy Gilmore 2. I can't wait to see an instant classic.
Adam did a good job with it.
I thought so too. I loved it. I thought it was wonderful. I loved that both his daughters and his wife were in it.
I love that Ben Stiller and his daughter was in it.
His daughter was in it?
Played a barista or something. He gave her a gig.
I didn't know that.
When he went to get a coffee and she's got a couple of lines in it. Yeah.
He went to get a coffee.
Oh, you know what I loved? You know what made me laugh the most? Vern Lundquist.
When he said shit?
Yes.
That made me laugh so hard.
And then when they covered the Maxi League and they got Vern Lundquist in that ridiculous jacket. And then Post Malone puts a hat on him. Vern Lundquist.
Vern. And I was like, Vern, a true legendary broadcaster. The fact that they had him covering the, you know, serious golf. And then when they had him covering the Maxi and he said Post Malone or whatever his fake DJ name was in it. But when he said, that's some crazy shit, Vern. And Vern goes, indeed, some crazy shit. Yeah. I was like, I love you, Vern, more than I ever have.
And to think, Vern, if you think about it this way, is everybody will go to Jim Nance and all that. But I believe Vern Lundquist is the iconic voice for all time of golf. And here's why. because they always put Vern in the 16 tower. And Vern was there when the most memorable golf shot happened in history with Tiger. Mm. When he pulled it, trying to beat Chris DeMarco for the Masters, and pulled it over to the left and had to chip up to get it close and hope that he can make par. Instead, it hangs on the lip, and the Nike logo is there, and it falls in, and he gets a birdie.
Yeah, I've always seen that clip. I can't imagine what it must have been like to see that happen live.
Vern, that's Vern's voice that is forever embedded into that memory.
What did he say?
Have you ever in your life? Vern Lundquist says that.
I can hear that now that you're saying that. Like, I've seen that clip so many times.
So good. And now he's on Happy Gilmore.
And now he's
having fun. And they're making fun of the LIV tournament.
Yeah, exactly. The Maxi. Anyway, who? The guy that played the head of Maxi, who is that?
That's what Sadfi, whatever his name is, something Sadfi. I don't know. I'm sure Kelly knows who he is.
Okay, okay.
It's one of those guys.
Wait a minute. Josh Safdie?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, because that's a very unique last name.
Yeah. It could be him.
And remember, it was Safdie that did Uncut Gems.
With Adam?
With Adam Sandler. So I'm just like, if it is Safdie. Yes, it is.
There you go. What is he known
Josh
for?
Josh Henry Safdie is an American filmmaker. Okay, it's not Josh. It's his brother.
Yeah.
But Benny Safdie.
But Benny's famous for something
Benny
else.
Benny played the Maxi Golf League guy.
I know that, but I thought he had fame before that. He had something that I'm not
familiar
with.
He's an American filmmaker and actor. He and his elder brother Josh have directed films Heaven Knows What, Good Time, and Uncut Gems. Transitioning toward acting, he's taken on roles such as Licorice Pizza, Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret, and Oppenheimer.
He was an Oppenheimer?
He was in Oppenheimer?
Okay. Well, everybody was an Oppenheimer. I think I may have been in it.
Wow, cool. Like, I kind of recognize
it. I played
him.
Dummy number 3 in the test house.
Did you? Cool.
I was blown away.
I'm trying to see who he played in Oppenheimer. He played Edward Teller. I don't know who that is, but.
But they had all these. You know who was in it?
Who?
I was shocked. Margaret Qualley.
Oh, no. When I saw her, I was like, and then the third guy that was in those opening, the golf foursome they ran, I didn't know who he was, but then Eric Andre.
Yeah, Eric Andre.
Eric Andre, hilarious.
Buddies with Johnny Knoxville and does all the stuff.
Yeah, that did stuff with Jackass. But then Margaret Qualley, it was just so funny.
Yeah.
And then at the end when they're watching the tournament and they're all, you know, from the accident that had happened all in there. And she, yeah, it was just so funny to see her. And she's just so, so cute.
She is cute.
I loved it. I thought it was wonderful. I loved all the, like Guy Fieri.
Right.
Like every scene, there was a different celebrity.
Oh, and one of the golfers had the nickname that was mad that they wouldn't use his nickname. Reggie Bush.
Yes, it's 8-Ball. Yes, when he was up there, I said, is that Reggie Bush?
Yeah.
Former USC Trojan?
And then who was it? Was Scotty Scheffler or somebody? Go, man, you went to school with my cousin or
yeah,
my brother.
Yeah, your roommates. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Which, what if that's true?
I don't know, maybe.
I don't know. And I loved, of course, a laugh out loud moment for those of us from the state of Kentucky, for golf fans, but also for those of us from the state of Kentucky when the police went to arrest Scheffler and he said, not again. Mm-hmm. I laughed out loud, even though it's like, that's a giveaway joke. It was so perfect.
Another shining moment
for
Louisville PD.
That's right. Nice. Loved it. 10 out of 10. 2 thumbs up from us. It's just a feel-good movie. And then John Daly, perfect.
Yeah, that was great. Steve Buscemi! There's buddies. He always puts
me
in all those.
He had to tinkle and he said, can I use your mailbox?
Yeah.
It's just so stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's an update on our review of the latest movies.
Adam's
Fantastic Four, Happy Gilmore 2.
You said that, right?
Yeah. She played the ballet instructor.
Right.
And they met on the set of Big Daddy.
No, they did.
I read that the other day because it was like, yeah, Adam's longtime wife, they actually met. She had a small part as a waitress. And I just recently rewatched Big Daddy and saw her in there. She played a waitress and they met and then they got married and now they have.
I've never seen Big Daddy like all the way through. I've only seen
it's
bits.
It's so good. It's one of those Adam Sandler movies that it'll get you.
Yeah.
It's funny, but then a lot of heart there at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. I even just recently watched I Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. He and...
Kevin James.
Yeah. And right. Jessica Biel.
Yeah. And he's got to act like he's not attracted.
Acts like he's gay. Yeah, yeah, he has to act like he's gay and not attracted to her. The scene where she says, "These my breasts are real. Feel them." And he's like, okay, but gross.
Yeah. All right. You want to take a question or two?
Hit me with it, Sailor.
Right, by the way, if you'd like to send in a question or comment for the podcast, it's ideas@leeandhaley.com.
I didn't realize how low it sunk into the chair. I've been trying to adjust and stuff just so to avoid any sciatic shooting pains. And I realized I was like, I'm basically laying down in this chair right now.
Kelly writes, how do you relax after a work week? She does Sudoku.
Sudoku.
Yeah, Sudoku.
Sudoku, as your friend says.
Yeah. Also crosswords.
Friday nights, it takes, usually any day of the week, I have to have like 30 minutes to decompress when I get home, to transition from work Haley to home Haley. And also just like productivity Haley too. It's okay to relax. So I usually like go home, let my dogs out. I have to have like a sparkling water and I sit and allow myself to just like scroll on my phone for 30 minutes and do absolutely nothing. And I refuse to feel guilty about it because I'm one of those people that unless if I'm not accomplishing something, I'm a worthless piece of crap.
And that's true. I'm glad you recognize that.
Yes, yes, yes.
For me, I usually have a few cocktails and petty crime.
Yeah.
I like to do, you know, something mischievous.
Yeah, I like to, you know, keep a little energy out there. Right. On Fridays, it's the same. Back when I was younger, Friday night was like going to the movies or going out with friends or something. Friday nights, I like to be home now. That was even pre-pregnancy. Friday after a work week, I just want to be home with no agenda. The joy I get from knowing I get to just wake up tomorrow with no alarm on a Saturday. So Friday, I still do my decompression, but then in an ideal world, I'm like ordering food for delivery. Or I might even cook on a Friday. Because again, there's no pressure. I don't have to worry about what time it is or what are you doing?
Well, when you said Saturday, it made me think, it's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. Regular crowd shuffles in.
Oh, dear.
I love that song. Yeah. I love Billy Joel.
Please don't start again. I know you love Billy Joel, and we all do.
Can I tell you about the two episodic documentary?
You have. You've told us on the show. You've told us in Drive Me Crazy.
4 hours long, and I loved every moment of it. Here's from Nua. Best foods for wisdom teeth removal.
Ooh, nothing for a while. And then
it's all soft serve.
Soft serve. Ice cream's smoothies, good. Mashed potatoes later.
If you need something hot. I don't think you do. I think you want cool. Yeah. You want to help with inflammation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So let's just give her ice cream. His wife just had her wisdom teeth removed. Mm-hmm, three mm-hmm. of them, I think. Or was it four?
I don't know.
Maybe they got all four. I have only had three. I'm keeping one. Just in case for the insurance.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I ate after the fact. My mom, I had mine taken out in adulthood, like Nua's wife. I was like early to mid 20s. And my mom came and took care of me. And I just remember finally getting a cup of coffee afterwards, but I couldn't drink it. So my mom, I had to like, it was a hot coffee. My mom was like, why don't you get iced? And I was like, no, I want hot. But then I couldn't drink it till it was cold. And then I don't remember what I ate. So I guess it was just soft stuff all day.
And Bridget says, what concert and act would you want to see if you are a time traveler? Oh, that's a fascinating question. Great question, caller. That's good. Oh, I don't know where to begin. I'll start with Ludwig von Beethoven.
Oh, sure.
How amazing would it be to be in Vienna right when he does the ninth or the fifth? The sixth, even. And you get to hear that for the first time?
Did you say concert or show?
Concert or show. The other thing for me would be the wonderful opportunity to see the Marx Brothers on Broadway. Mm-hmm. When they were doing the Coconuts or Animal Crackers, because they became films later, but they were first stage plays.
I'd like to
George
see
S. Kaufman helped write it. Yeah. That would be amazing to see those guys just tear up the scenery.
Yeah, that's all really good.
Thank you.
I'm not a big live concert person, but I could see that there'd be great ones to see.
You wouldn't want to see the Beatles, Led Zeppelin?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. I'd like to see all of them, but there's not one that I'm just like, oh my God, I'd kill to see that. Any of them, I'd be lucky to see it in, especially now if we could travel back through time knowing how iconic that performance was about to become.
Now, what if I could get you tickets
to a Johnny Carson play show
called My American Cousin that had a short run at Ford's Theater in Washington? Would you go to that with me? I got great balcony seats.
No, okay, no.
And I need you to wear this stovetop hat.
Okay, listen. No. No.
Sit here. I'm going to go get something down at the bar.
How dumb do you think I am?
Pretty dumb.
Oh, jeez. Cheese and rice. Well, it's about time for me to get up and go walk the halls again.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you so much. Rate, review, subscribe, leave us a kind review, and watch the Lee and Haley Show. It is weekdays at noon on Fox 56 in Lexington, Kentucky, as well as a number of other markets throughout the South. We'd love to have you in our
audience.
And we're
1 month away from adding 2 new markets.
Yes, we are.
Wow.
Wow. Follow us on social media. Just search Lee and Haley. Give us a follow.
All right. See you guys.
We love you. God loves you. Hang in there. Bye.